Great to see a team from Circular Head back in the competition. I'm sure you've had lots of people talk to you during the week saying the same sort of thing. But as a president of the new or the reborn club, I mean, how proud were you on Saturday?
Oh, listen, it was just great to see those colours back out running around Devonport Oval, and I can't wait to see them back running around our Smithton Recreation Ground here with a home crowd this weekend. It's just I didn't realise how much the red, white and black had been missed.
Yeah, and of course, as you mentioned, you've got a home game today. We'll talk about that very shortly. But on the on-field results, both seniors and reserves lost by about 120 points. But I noticed you were quoted in the press during the week as saying that the scoreboard's not the important thing at this stage. It's all about representing the region, providing a pathway for junior footballers and so on.
Yeah, there was a lot of encouraging things about it, particularly since we were so undermanned. We had half a dozen potential senior players unavailable, and although there was only one COVID-related one directly, many of those were forced to work because of COVID-related issues in their workforce, and they had to be called in. So that it's certainly playing a part in things, and then once again we had a heap unavailable from our reserves. So I think we had something like 15 registered players unavailable for the weekend. So we need that to turn around to have any sort of impact. But once again, we were playing against the yardstick of the competition there, the reigning premiers, and basically all grades last year, the runners up in the reserves.
When the fact that you were starting from scratch, and as you said, you had a lot of players that were unavailable because of COVID situations in their workplace, you did a pretty good job to get 44 players onto the field on Saturday then.
We had some great support from the local CHFA clubs, and as far as providing permits to play for just that game, and considering the NWFL has switched to a new program called Player HQ, and it's got quite a few complications in that transition period, and it's quite a complicated process. So we had the secretaries and presidents, working overtime trying to get those permits out in time for us to be able to play.
Yeah, and for people that don't understand what you're talking about there, Player HQ, it's actually an online service that provides the scores, but it also works with the permits and things like that as well. Put your mind back maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, when you're thinking, less than a week to go, are we going to do it? Did you have any doubt at any stage, or were you always confident?
No, as the weeks progressed, the confidence kept rising, and by the time we had our season launch last Wednesday, which was really well attended, it was the confidence was really starting to build by then, and everyone that came to that launch could see that everyone was very serious about this, and that there's some good stuff to come.
And plenty of local sponsor support, which is great. You had when the Giants decided to discontinue in 2019, you would have lost a few of those sponsors to other sports and possibly to the Circular Head Football Association as well. But you've had some good support leading up to this year as well.
The sponsors have really missed having the higher profile side, and it just goes to show how much the district realises now that There's business opportunities, more visitors coming into the district. That 3 years was a case of you never know what you've got till it's gone. So it's a bit of that big yellow taxi stuff from the song.
How much are you looking forward to today, with the reserves and the seniors? I'm sure that you're going to get a good crowd there today because, as you say, people missed having a team from Circular Head in the competition.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a bumper crowd. It's one of the unknowns, and whilst the supporter base with the Dockers might not be quite so strong, once again we'll have another strong test on Easter Monday when Penguin come down, who do have a particularly strong supporter base, and that's going to test out our new catering committee and all sorts of things. So yeah, everything's a bit of an experiment in this first week, so we'll have to dust off the cobwebs and see if we can get back into the run of things.
How are you off for volunteers, Keith? Because I'm imagine there's probably a few people that sort of just sat back and said, well, we'll wait and see how it goes. If it, you know, it'll probably fall over, so I'm not going to commit. Are you finding now that you're getting more volunteers, or do you need more volunteers?
We certainly need more volunteers, but they're gradually coming on board. It's mainly those connected with the club, like parents and wives and girlfriends of players, plus all those same sort of connections with the committees and a lot of past players putting their hand up to help. But there's still plenty of room for other things. We're finding that every little job requires more help. We need things like gatekeepers, scoreboard attendants, and all sorts. It's a never-ending thing. So the more volunteers we can get, the easier it'll be.
Okay. What you're saying is, if anyone listening that wants to become a volunteer, let us know, and we've got a job for you, pretty much.
pretty much the case, yes.
Well, Keith, congratulations on last week getting the club back into the competition. Everyone's thrilled about it. Good luck today against the Burnie Dockers, and thank you for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Martin.